Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Felicia. May I please have your zip code so I'm able to locate an account?
29550.
Give
What
me
kind of
one
business?
second. Why is it not taking my password? Okay, just bear with me for one moment, ma'am. I'm sorry, what was that zip code?
29550. What kind of business is this?
This is the customer support line that services products such as keto, male enhancement, skincare, and CBD products.
Oh, well, anyway, they charged me. Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
They charged me $92 and I didn't order anything. So if
Okay,
they
may I
don't
have
think
your first and last name?
Judy Taylor, Judi. And if they don't take it off, I'm going to dispute it with Discover because I never ordered this.
Okay, well, ma'am, as I stated before, I do have to locate an account, so you're giving me information not knowing that even if you're one of our customers. So just give me one moment. I'm trying to locate that account so I'll be able
I
to
don't think there
assist you.
is an I don't think there is an account because I never ordered this. I don't know
Okay, well,
how it
ma'am,
got
the
charged.
only way that you can be charged is if there's an account. So there has to be an account. If we
Okay.
charge you, then it has to be an account.
Okay. It was charged yesterday.
Okay, you say that your name was Judy Taylor.
Correct.
Okay, thank you for that information. Let me see. Okay, I have located that account. And may I please have your shipping address for security measures?
440 South Timberlake Lane, Hartsville, South
Thank you.
Carolina.
Thank you for that information as well. I am showing where an order was placed for a NutriSlim Keto, which is an all-natural ingredient weight loss product that burns fat and stops any new fat from storing. Let me see. Okay, and I am showing where that initial order was placed on May 16th.
I never
So
ordered
when you
any of this.
Okay, so you don't recall placing an order where you pay
No.
$6.70 for that product?
No. I never ordered any of this. And if they don't take off this $92, I'm going to dispute it with
Okay, I
Discover.
did hear that when you stated that the first time, ma'am. Let me go ahead and get you over to the fraud department so that they'll be able to assist you since you're stating that you didn't even place the order. Just bear with me for a moment.
So true.
Yes, ma'am, I am still here getting your information sent over, so give me one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. So I'm just waiting on someone from the fraud department so that I'm able to get transferred over so that they'll be able to assist you.
How long will it take?
Okay, ma'am. It's just going to take a couple of minutes, but you are going to have to hold if you want to get the issue resolved.
I'm going to hold. Because if you take too long, I'll just dispute it, that's all.
Okay, well, let me enlighten you on this, because you keep hollering dispute. What's going to happen with the dispute, because you provided information that is accurate information that's in our system, what's going to happen with the dispute process is your bank is going to give you that money back, but then they are, or your card company, but then they are going to open an investigation. So once they open that investigation, then they're going to ask us for a lot of information, and we have to provide them that information. So once we provide them the information, then they take that money back out of your account and rebill you. So it may be lucrative that you just hold the line. Okay, well, ma'am, this is something that I deal with every day, and I wouldn't just give you false information. So as I stated, you may want to just hold the line so that you can get some assistance, so that you can get it taken care of, because that is how the dispute process works.
Well, I'll hold the line, but I'll tell you right now, I remember now, I did order a bottle of keto, but that's all
okay.
I ordered for six.
So you did order the product. I asked that in the beginning of the call, ma'am, if you ordered the product.
Would you let me talk, please, and stop interrupting me? I did order that one bottle for $6.95. Mm-hmm. I never ordered anything after that, and I never agreed to pay for anything after that. And that's what I will tell Discover if they don't take the charge off, because I never would order anything else beside that $6.95. I didn't sign up for anything beside the $6.95. And if you people
I'm not going to send you over to the fraud department, because you are stating that you did place the order when I asked a little bit earlier in the call. If you did place an order, you told me no. So I am showing where, that's what I stated earlier, you paid the shipping for $6.70 on May the 16th, where you had that product shipped out to you for that keto. Now, as I stated before, it is a 14-day trial. So when you placed that order, you didn't fully read the terms and conditions. So that's why we're in this predicament here. But I am here to try to assist you. So it was a 14-day trial where we sent out a 30-day supply of the product to see if it's something that worked for you. And in the event that the product didn't work or you didn't want to continue with the product, it stated in those terms and conditions that you had to call back and cancel to avoid being billed for the retail price of the initial products that you ordered. So because you did not call back, then that's why you were billed for the full price of the initial products, which was that bottle that you already received for when you paid the shipping of the $670, you had to pay for the product, so that's why you would bill the $9290. So I am going to speak with my supervisor to see how she can assist you with the charge, seeing that you stated that you're going to dispute. I do want to stop any dispute at any cost, seeing that, you know, that would be just harsh on your end, seeing that we do have the information to provide over to Discover, you know, that you placed that order. Okay, you keep saying, I don't think so, but ma'am, this is something that I deal with on a daily basis, and I am almost aware, and we do win 99% of the disputes because a lot of the customers do not read. So just give me a moment. Well,
and I don't buy it, all right?
Okay, ma'am. Thank you for holding. I do apologize for the wait. So I did go ahead and speak with my supervisor, and because that is a product that was ordered and you did have to agree to the terms and conditions, she did state that she is able to provide a 35% refund of the charge.
No, I won't pay a penny, and I'll fight it, and you're not going to get a dime out of me because I dealt with crooked companies like you before, and you didn't win with me. Because Discover is on the customer side, not on your side. So
okay, well, they have a protocol that they have to follow as well, just as any company that you would do any business with, they have a policy and a procedure. So just give me one moment.
$92, you'll be in trouble.
Yes, ma'am, and you would too because it's fraudulent. So just give me one second.
You're fraudulent. Your company is fraudulent, and I'll prove it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for holding. I do apologize for the wait again. So, speaking back with my supervisor then, she is able to offer a 50% refund of the charge.
Nope, not good enough. Because I only agreed to this pay the $6.95.
Okay, ma'am. Well, obviously you didn't fully read the terms and conditions.
I don't care. You're a fraudulent company. You pull a lot of crap, and you're not getting away with it. And I'm
okay, so you're stating that we're fraudulent because you didn't read the terms and conditions. I can provide to you the website that has those terms and conditions, ma'am.
Yeah, well, you're full of it. You're full of it. And let me tell you something. You're not getting a penny out of me, and I'm calling Discover now to dispute it. Thank you very much.
Give me one moment. Because if you disconnect the call, ma'am, then you won't have the issue resolved. And as I stated, with you calling Discover, I did go ahead and provide to you that dispute process. Okay, ma'am, don't holler at me. So just give me one second.
Then be quiet and let me talk. The issue is not resolved because you won't take off the $92.
Okay, ma'am, thank you for holding again. So she did say that the highest that she can go with the refund is the 75%.
Nope, not good enough. I'm calling Discover. What's your name?
I provided my name in the beginning of the call.
I didn't hear it. What's your name?
Okay, I provided my name in the beginning of the call. I'll restate it for you once more. Okay, ma'am, don't holler at me. Yes, I did.
You didn't.
Because that is my protocol.
I didn't.
So just give me one moment.
Repeat your name. Is that a problem if you tell me your name? Oh, you're really fraudulent. I can't wait to call Discover.
Awesome. Just give me a moment.
I can't wait to call them because you won't even give me your name. That's really despicable.
Okay, ma'am. So I did go ahead and advise my supervisor. So what she's going to do is she is going to give you a courtesy refund for the $92.90. And as I stated before in the beginning of the call, my name is Felicia. And it does take 3 to 5 business days to see the refund back to your account. And thank you for contacting customer support.
What's a confirmation number or some kind of evidence
okay,
that I know you
will have? You will receive an email.
That's it? No other confirmation?
You'll receive an email.
Well, if I don't receive that email, don't worry. I'll be calling Discover.
Okay, well, that's
thank
fine. However you want to handle that, but you will receive the refund. Thank you for contacting customer support.
Bye.